Can any of you guys tell me what's wrong with my stupid sister? I know it's probably silly to ask, but since there's a lot of people here, maybe someone knows what's up? I'm Madison, by the way. But yeah, Gina, that's my sister, is 11, and we just had a fight because she has a boyfriend, and I told her she has to wait to have a boyfriend because I had to wait till I was 12 to have a boyfriend, but I still don't even have a boyfriend, so she definitely can't have a boyfriend. You know what I mean? Anyway, we were yelling, and then she stopped and made these sounds like she couldn't breathe too good. She was fine after a couple minutes, but now she's just being weird. I know I could call Mom and Dad, but they're away for the weekend. Mom finally let me babysit for Gina, so I'm super worried she'll get mad if Gina does something dumb like she's doing now. That's why I'm asking you nice people for help. So anyway, yeah, Gina's just staring at the ceiling. Like, totally staring. She hasn't moved or anything, and she's just standing in the middle of the living room like a dumb totem pole, lol. I know that's mean, and Mom says I shouldn't call her that just because she's tall. But you can call her that if you want. Yeah, she's just staring at the ceiling. Just a couple minutes ago, I told her I was sick of playing her dumb little kids game and I tried to get her to move out of the living room. She didn't budge. I know she's tall for her age, but she's not heavy at all, but I couldn't move Gina even a little. I know I shouldn't have, but I started yelling at her again and I called her a bunch of names and then I hit her, but she still wouldn't move. That kind of scared me a little, and it's when I got the idea to ask you guys online. I'm in the living room typing on my phone so I can watch Gina while she's doing the same bull stuff. Like, I don't know if she got cut with a nail and got lockjaw all over her body or something, but now while I'm saying all this, she's making noises. Maybe that's a good thing? Yeah, Gina won't shut up now, and she keeps saying weird stuff like, oh, God, and faces, and how the inside of faces tastes like faces. Kinda gross, right? Now she's saying my name over and over and over, and she knows I hate it when she says my name a lot. Well, I hit Gina again because I'm so mad at her for making me miss my TV show because I'm dealing with all this little girl garbage she's doing. I know this is why Mom and Dad like me better. Especially Dad. I bet he wouldn't even care if Gina, like, died. LOL. No, maybe he'd probably care a little. Oh my god, Gina will not shut up! Oh, weird, she just shut up. LOL. She's crying! I bet she finally noticed how mad she made me. But there's something wrong with her tears. They almost look yellow and sometimes darker. They're thick, too. I'm gonna go look closer. Ew! God, they smell so gross and they're like all thick and pasty and I can hear them squeezing out of her gross eyes and she's saying something about the taste of faces again. Anyway, I'm going to post this online for you guys and you can tell me what's wrong with her. I'll let you know if anything else weird happens. Thanks! Okay, now my brother is all messed up and gross. LOL. LOL, my brother is so gross. I hate him. I wrote about my sister a while back, and you guys were total A-word holes about it. But it's okay, she's dead. I got in so much trouble, by the way, but they were too sad to hit me, which is fine because I would have called CPS on their butts. But yeah, I was watching my baby brother Tommy while my parents were out of state at some election party or something, and Tommy just started throwing up. By the way, if any of you guys are like, why is she watching her baby brother after his sister died while she was watching her? You can just keep that in yourselves. My parents are weird. I think they're swingers. LOL. Danica taught me what that meant. So like, it wasn't the normal boob milk puke or anything either. It was all red and stringy and ugh. Of course, I started thinking about dumb dead Gina and being like, how much more awful can my luck get and stuff. Gross Tommy just kept spitting up until his high chair was covered in peyote. It smelled so bad. Oh my god. Anyway, I started yelling at him and slapping him so he'd stop, but then his eye fell out and I got so mad because of course I'd get blamed for it. Then, because he hates me, he started to laugh and aimed his peyote mouth at me and I got some in my hair. Of course, since I have the best hair in the family, I was so grossed out and I ran upstairs and took a shower and left my gross brother to finish throwing up and playing with his dumb eye. I snuck into my mom's cabinet and used her real expensive lotion after because it smelled real good and Tommy's throw up was making the house smell bad. While I was making sure my elbows were all nice and moist and sexy, lol, Tommy started yelling, and it wasn't his normal yell either. It was all deep and loud and vibrate-y, like he was showing off and pretending to be a monster. Such a little creep. I hate him. You ever feel it in your stomach and butt when a real low vibration comes by and it's like you gotta go to the bathroom? Well, yeah, it was like that. So totally nasty and inappropriate. Even though he wasn't saying anything, it was like he was being so rude and just bad-mannered. He reminded me so much of Gina. Ugh, talk about a boring funeral. LOL. Like, we don't have too many people in the family, and what was left of Gina was so gross that people took it away to, like, study it or something. I always used to make fun of her and call her a science experiment, and I bet that's what she is now. It'd be funny if it still hurt her, even though she's, like, all dead and stuff. Mom doesn't say anything about God anymore except bad words when she doesn't think I'm around, but I know she does, and I'll tell Dad on her if she's mean about Tommy's grossness. Ugh. Why am I talking about Gina? It's making me mad. It's so not my fault, but it's so nice not to have to share a room anymore. Like, ugh, I'm in heaven. LOL. I wanted to keep putting on the nice lotion, but right on cue, Tommy apparently fell out of his high chair and managed to get up the stairs because there he was, all walking on his hands backwards or something weird and drooling that stringy puke everywhere. And when he got real close to Dad's bearskin rug, I kicked him away because no way should that get puke on it. Oh my God, I get in so much trouble. The problem is, as soon as I kicked Tommy, his head sort of fell off. But not like totally off, seriously. It's still hanging by a little bit of skin. He won't stop laughing and it's super obnoxious. And now places where his puke didn't even touch are starting to drip with it. It's like Tommy knew exactly how to get me in trouble and now he's like doing it right there now. And he just bit the cat like totally in half. Anyways, yeah, you guys were total Dutcha bags, LOL. Thank Danica for that one too. But I need your help if you can control yourselves and not be mean in the comments. How can I get Piyuk out of a carpet and get a new cat that looks like Miss Flufferbottom and a new baby that looks like Tommy? Because I seriously think this one's broken. Like, how does a baby even grow extra legs? Ugh, so annoying. So annoying. But yeah, help a pretty girl out, LOL. Oh my gosh, guys, why is it so hard to find a boyfriend? Okay, I don't want to sound racist, but I think Kevin is gay. LOL. Like, my parents were gone. Seems like they always are. And I got Kevin to come over to help me with homework, and he was so not interested in my boobs. I mean, I didn't show them to him or anything yet, but I pushed my shoulders together and, like, made them look all big. And all he did was look at the homework, and then his brain fell out. I got mad because it was on my new bedspread, and it's just like bedspread with brain, and it doesn't match the lavender color at all. Kevin! But yeah, he was all sitting there looking weird and bleeding from the eye his brain fell out of, and now he's making weird sounds. So, not sexy, Kevin. Seriously. Like, I don't even want to ask you guys for advice anymore because you're so not helpful. Tommy's fine, by the way. But okay, yeah, can someone tell me how to get a brain back into the boy that I like? Oh, well, like a sandwich. Before you get all, Madison, just pick it up and push it back in where it came out of. I'll just say that I already did that, and I just made it worse. Brains are supposed to be in one piece, right? Yeah, well, it plopped out in one piece, but when I tried to push it back up his eye hole, it, like, fell apart. Yeah. There's brain under my nails, and I did them just so Kevin would think my fingers are sexy. And I guess that's out of the realm of possibility. LOL. Unless he's into brainy fingers. People always tell me I'm super smart. So yeah, Kevin's brain is all messed up. He doesn't seem happy because when I tried to unzip his pants to get a peek, I'm not a perv, I just wanted to make sure he had enough air because he's breathing all weird. He grunted and pushed me. Oh my God. If Dad saw him push me, oh my God, LOL. I'm just gonna assume you won't have any good ideas about his brain. And you know what? I didn't expect any. Oh well, you guys are the worst. JK, just kidding. JK, you're not the worst. Like, cancer is the worst. Oh, by the way, Kevin's brain kind of came back together, but it doesn't look like brain anymore. It's more like a slug. Remember my cat? Yeah, we got a new one. Mr. Flufferbottom was not fine after Tommy. Not fine at all. Mm-mm. Anyway, now we have a cat called Meowington, and he's eating Kevin's brain slug thing. Kevin's walking around and bumping into stuff and stuff. His pants are still unzipped, though. A girl can dream. No, it's okay. He likes other guys, so I guess maybe I'll just get a short haircut, and he can't tell because he has no brain. Okay, I guess I'll mention that one other thing. You know my friend Danica I mentioned last time? Yeah, she was in my closet trying to record all the sex I was gonna have with Kevin before his brain got all clumsy. Anyway, I think it might have turned out Danica was pregs because she died or something and a baby, like, fell out of her? Yeah. You know how babies are supposed to be all cute and cuddly like stupid Tommy? Yeah, no. Danica's baby is like an octopus. but like with people legs, with lots and lots of knees. And yeah, it's eating Danica, which is so not baby food. Danica only ate junk food, which is probably why she died. I'm gonna totally take her phone. She has a 7 and I only have a 6S. Thanks, Mom. I'm all trying to write this to you people and there's so much going on and they're like interrupting the heck out of me. So Danica baby is done eating Danica and now it crawled in Kevin's head and only one of its legs is sticking out of his eye and Meowington finished eating the slug brain and it's getting all hairbally and now Kevin, bless his gay heart, is just sitting on the bed looking at me. He looks so cute, guys. I swear, if it wasn't for the weird baby leg flopping all over his face, I'd totally let him touch it. JK, but seriously, I'd still let him. Hang on. No, he didn't want to. Oh well. Guys, I'm so unlucky. It's really not fair. I'm, like, really pretty. I know you pervs are gonna keep sending me pics of your things, and I support your decision because you can't help yourselves, but it's not the same. I love Kevin. Kevin and his no brain and weird baby head. But it's not meant to be. You know what? I'm gonna find Kevin a boyfriend. Then I bet he'll love me back. Be back later!
Hey there, everyone who's listening on YouTube, or those of you who are listening on the podcast. It's me, Mr. Creepypasta. And before you head out for the night, I just wanted to let you know about a couple of things. Without you, the show doesn't take place. So, if you guys would like to support the show, or if you guys would like to get your hands on a couple of cool little things whenever new things come out, check out patreon.com/MrCreepyPasta, and any support that you guys show, I really appreciate. For everyone who's already donated to the Patreon, I really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much for that. If you guys are looking for more Creepypasta Storytime, there's a new video that's uploaded to this channel or uploaded to the podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday now. You can be able to get more from me at facebook.com/MrCreepyPasta or on Twitter at MrCreepyPasta and then the number 0. Thanks so much for listening, kids, and for your support.
And sweet dreams.